My brothers and sisters in Islam, I talk to my sisters especially, not covering your awra, it's become a light matter. Not wearing a hijab is a major sin. Where did this come from? From hadith al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in where he said, صِنْفَانِ مِنْ أَهْلِ النَّارِ لَمْ أَرَهُمَا قَطْ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, there are two categories of people that we've thrown in the fire. لَمْ أَرَ, I haven't seen them yet. Meaning they haven't come in his time yet. No, they're going to come later. They didn't exist in his time. One of these categories, he said, نِسَاءٌ كَاسِيَاتْ عَارِيَاتْ. He said, women that are كَاسِيَاتْ. كَاسِيَاتْ meaning dressed. But then he described these dressed women as عَارِيَاتْ. عَارِيَاتْ meaning naked. Meaning tight clothing, transparent clothing, wearing clothing that reveals the shape and the size and the structure and the figure of the body and the different parts of the body. This is what عَارِيَاتْ mean. Hey, well, they're clothed. But this is not clothed. This is nakedness. Subhanallah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, مَائِلَاتٌ مُمِيلَاتْ. These same women are مَائِلَاتْ. مَائِلَاتْ to veer off. Meaning they have veered off the obedience of Allah azza wa jal. مَائِلَاتْ also means to be inclined. Meaning these are women that are inclined to shamelessness and immorality and filth. Then he said, مُمِيلَاتْ. مُمِيلَاتْ, it's describing their walk. Meaning as this woman walks, she sways. A swaying walk in her hip, in her shoulder. That's how she walks. Then he added one more description. رُؤُسُهُنَّ كَأَسْنِمَةِ الْبُخْتِ الْمَائِلَةِ. He said their heads are like a camel hump. Now you know, of course, there's something known as the low bun and the high bun. This is talking about the one that is right up the top of the head, in where the hair is brought in a bun and put right on top of the head. This is what the hadith is referring to. As for the fact that if a woman was to tie her hair in a manner that is yani the lower bun, where it's at the back of the head, then inshallah this does not include yani within this hadith. So if a woman fit this description of these few things that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, then this is the woman that لا يدخلن الجنة ولا يجدن ريحها. They do not enter the paradise and they will not smell its fragrance. Maybe she's a believer. But what the hadith would mean is that she will not enter from the first of those who enter. It's going to take a long time before she enters, after Allah Azza wa Jal gives her from the punishment that she deserves, if Allah Azza wa Jal was to decree punishment upon her. But why would a woman or a sister expose herself to such a thing? This is why Allahumma astur awrati, cover my privates, because look what it leads to. Jahannam wal iyadhu billah. Al-hijab brings upon the taqwa of Allah Azza wa Jal. It is purity for the heart. It keeps the woman modest. Al-hijab is fitrah. Al-hijab is a worship for Allah Azza wa Jal. It saves a person and a woman from the punishment of Allah Azza wa Jal. And if it saved a woman from the punishment, meaning opposite is true, she enters the paradise. And it grants a woman levels in iman. Then Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, Ya ayyuhan nabiyu qul li azwajika wa banatika wa nisa'il mu'minina yudneena alayhinna min jalabibihin. This is an instruction. Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, O Rasulullah, say to the believing woman that they dress. Believing woman. He called them believers. He called them mu'mineen. Even a woman who commits to al-hijab is a believer, no doubt.